of Richard Ogenekoro, who is a civil servant at the Federal Ministry of Works and Housing. He blew the whistle on people working at the ministry with fake employment letters. The ministry has investigated the matter, confirmed it to be true, but they're still punishing Mr. Ogenekoro for allegedly violating civil service rules about secrecy and publication of information. We're still expecting that Mr. Ogenekoro will join us. He did give us confirmation that he will join us. He first said he'll be in the studio with us, and then he said he'll join via Zoom. We've been trying to reach him. We haven't been able to do that. Hopefully he still joins. But we have now via Zoom the representative from the African Center for Media and Information Literacy. It's an NGO who has taken up Mr. Ogenekoro's case. Godwin Onyacholam, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on Hard Facts.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Good evening. In your opinion, Godwin, and in the opinion of the African Center for Media and Information Literacy, in what ways has the ministry acted wrongly towards Mr. Ogenekoro here?
Well, thank you. First of all, there is a policy called the whistleblowing policy, which the federal government introduced in 2016. That policy invites citizens to join the fight against corruption by making disclosures on, you know, corrupt practices and other forms of, you know, wrongdoing. And so if there is a policy and that policy in a particular section 12 specifically, guarantees full protection for anybody who takes advantage and makes a disclosure in the interest of the public. Because what Richard has done is a disclosure of wrongdoing, misconduct in the interest of the public. People were being engaged in the ministry, you know, through fake letters of employment. And this guy works in a particular section where he noticed that he observed that and made that known to the authorities. You know, it's an act, he deserves commendation for, not punishment. So, and if the Ministry of Works and Housing goes ahead, sets up a committee, you know, and then you find out that, you even found out from your findings, you discovered that what he said was correct. People were wrongly, you know, employed. Through, you know,
fraud,
normal process, yes. And then this guy reported that you still went ahead and recommended that he should be punished, he should face, you know, he breached the official. What is Official Secrets Act in wrongdoing, for goodness sake? Where does that, where on earth will anybody listen to you when you begin to quote laws that were made by the colonial powers to punish a civil servant who has acted rightly? So, there was no need for setting up any kind of committee. I mean, well, there could be rights to, the ministry has a right to, you know, carry out its own investigation, but you don't have a right on earth to punish the man who made the disclosure. So in that aspect, they have acted wrongly. Another way they acted wrongly was, even before then, even before setting up the committee, because this guy found out that this is what is going on there, they carried out what we can refer to as punitive posting. You know, first of all, you removed him from, this guy works in the appointment unit where he observed these, you know, malpractices, you know, and then you removed him from there and then pushed him to what they call open registry. We had the just document files of employees, staff, and things like that. And you are still not satisfied with that. You went ahead and, you know, completely removed him from the headquarters where he was and sent him to somewhere in the outskirts, in Gwagwalada, for instance, and pushed him there and said, yeah, go and be the head of administration there. So that is punitive posting. So the only reason you have posted him out of that place was because he discovered that wrongdoing. So, and it's wrong. It's unacceptable. It shouldn't happen under a ministry headed by, you know, with due respect to the minister, a senior advocate. That shouldn't happen at all.
Lagos, let me let you know that we cannot reach Mr. Richard Ogunekoro anymore. His number is now switched off. We're going to keep trying, and hopefully he joins us before the show is over. But we do have a representative from the African Center for Media and Information Literacy who has taken up Mr. Ogunekoro's case. And I have to ask you, Godwin Onyacholem, what are the difficulties that civil servants face when they want to report corruption and other crimes within the service?
Could you come back with that, please?
What are the difficulties that civil servants face when they want to report corruption and other crimes within the service?
Okay, first of all, one of the major difficulties, first of all, is one, you know, and that's what we're trying to advocate around the ministries, departments, and agencies, that, you know, the CEOs, the heads of those organizations should, as much as possible, create a safe and open, you know, environment where people can come forward and make disclosures. It's important, you know, when you want to achieve transparent and accountable governance in a particular setting, the first thing you do is to create a safe working environment, you know, where workers can feel free, safe. You can say, you know, set up a desk and say, you know, this desk is for this. Workers can walk in, you know, and can even do it anonymously and say, this is what is happening here. First of all, that doesn't exist, you know, most of the, and if it does exist, well, what is action in major organizations now? But do workers confident enough to make reports there? No, they are not, because they know that people still come back to them, and then you are identified and then you are punished. So that's one. The second thing is, you know, workers are afraid of reprisals, you know, retaliations. You know, they, you know, whistleblowing, making disclosures, it takes enormous courage. You know, and people think of their safety, their dog. You know, people think that, you know, they will get at you. There's no way they wouldn't come back you if they know that you are the one who did this, even though you have acted rightly. You know, to report fraudulent practice is a it's a patriotic act, you know, that should be commended. But even then, you are punished. Workers are afraid of that, you know. And then the third thing they are afraid of is, you know, people say, even if I report, what will they do? That means no steps are taken to correct the wrongdoing, so even if they report. You know, so that's a job. The workers are afraid of that. One, the fear that, you know, there will be retaliation. And then two, that, you know, even if I report, waiting them go do.
Right.
They won't do anything.
But are, so there, no, but are there no protections for whistleblowers?
Yeah. Like I said, there is protection on paper in Section 12 of the whistleblowing policy.
Right.
Which was announced in December 2016.
Right.
There is protection for you there. And then in the ICPC Act, there is also protection for whistleblowers. In the Freedom of Information Act, Section 27, there is protection there. But these protections are observed in the breach. They are never, you know, complied with. So do you see, we live in a society where a sense of consequence for doing the wrong thing, it doesn't exist. People do wrong things, you know, brazenly and get away with it. That's just it. So protection exists on paper, but it's never implemented.
How do we get to a point where we leave the paper and start to actually implement?
Yeah, it takes enormous courage, political will.
Okay.
You know, it takes political will from the top.
Okay.
Like, you, for instance, if a whistleblower is punished, first, you know, a whistleblower who has acted rightly and had made disclosure in the interest of the public, because that disclosure has to be in its... Personal grievances are not covered in whistleblowing.
Right.
You can't make, personal grievances.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That means, yes. That means you can't report you know, personal matters and says this is whistleblowing.
Oh, this is whistleblowing.
So it has, whatever you disclose has to be in the interest of the public. It has to somehow rub off, be part of what affects the public. It has to affect the public. Otherwise, it's not whistleblowing.
Hmm.
So you get to that point when you say the only thing that can make whistleblowers succeed is the protection of people who demonstrate that courage to blow the whistle. Because if there is no whistleblower, you cannot talk of whistleblowing. People have to step out and say, let me do this, you know, and then have at the back of their mind that there is no guarantee for zero reprisal. That is, there is no guarantee that you will not be attacked. So whistleblowing takes enormous courage. And so if somebody has blown the whistle and that person is being punished, it's up to the people who made the law, the system, to say, okay, who are those who are perpetrating this punishment against this person?
Hmm.
Those people have to be identified and punished. You must see that those people who are punishing somebody who has acted rightly, you know, is also brought out, singled out for punishment. Otherwise, you won't. And it takes political will to do that. But if you say, you know, the man who is punishing the whistleblower is your friend, you know, because both of them, it's these top people who punish the man at the lower level, you know, for doing so, and then they have friends at the top, and so they are protected.
When you say political will on whose part? Political will on the part of, so in this story now, who should have had the political will to protect this whistleblower?
First of all, I'll put that will at the doorstep of the Honorable Minister himself.
Okay. Tunde Fashola?
Yes. I put it at his doorstep.
Okay.
Because you ought to understand that, a misconduct was reported. And this misconduct was in the interest of the public.
Right.
He knows more than I do. He's a man of the law, you know. So you ought to understand that the next thing to do is to protect this person.
Right.
Having investigated that, what
and found him to be
correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's a vindication on the part of Richard.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing you do is to take steps to protect him. But when you don't do that, it means that will, you know, to enforce the law, you know, to ensure, you know, accountable governance in that ministry is lacking. That's what it means.
Right. Okay. Lagos, if you're just tuning in, hello to you. Good evening. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I was supposed to have the whistleblower at the heart of this conversation we're having, an employee of the Ministry of Works and Housing, Richard Ogenekoro. He was supposed to join us live in the studio. He opted to join us virtually, but now his phone numbers are switched off. We've been trying to call him, and we simply cannot reach him. I do hope that we're going to be able to reach him before the hour is over, but we have the NGO who has taken up this fight on his behalf joining us via Zoom today. We've got Godwin Onye Acholem, who is from the African Center for Media and Information Literacy. It's an NGO on the show with us. Godwin, what steps do you want to take to assist Richard with this situation? Hello, Godwin? If you're speaking, your mic is muted.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
All right then. So the first thing you need to do, first step we've taken is, we've written to the Honorable Minister himself.
Okay.
To say, look, Honorable Minister, this is what has happened. You have investigated. And you have, this guy has, come out clean in that investigation, you know, in which case, what he reported rightly. So can you please, you know, as the head of this place, where this thing has happened, take steps to ensure the protection of this whistleblower? First, by, you know, reversing those punitive postings. Reverse them, you know. I mean, because obviously those postings, there's no way anybody can be convinced that they were not intended towards punishment. And then secondly, and that guy has been harassed by some staff, her staff. He didn't like what he did. Yes. That guy is facing harassment, intimidation, all kinds of threats from staff of the ministry.
Okay.
So, and secondly, that honorable minister, please look into this. This harassment, intimidation has to stop, you know, and then, you know, warn those who are involved in this reprehensible behavior that this has to stop. Otherwise, I mean, it could get out of hand. So we've written to the honorable minister to ensure full protection for this whistleblower.
So to clarify, he has not been fired.
No, he hasn't.
So he still works at the Ministry of Works and Housing.
Yes, he still does.
But the panel recommended that he be fired.
Well, the panel hasn't said that in that report that he be fired. But from the rule they quoted, what that rule says is that, you know, that, you know, you could be fired, or you could be, the worst that could happen from the rule the panel quoted is, complete termination of, you know, appointment. That could happen. Yes.
Okay, so it could happen. So the reason we're having this conversation is to get him to not face any repercussions because he blew the whistle, yes?
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. I mean, he shouldn't. Anybody who does that in the interest of the public should be protected, deserves any kind of protection, should be commended. We have to have a sense of, like I said, that consequence, either in terms of rewarding somebody who did something rightly or punishing somebody who did something wrongly. We have to be able to have that distinct line of, behavior. So if this person acted rightly, can we please do something to encourage him? And then if this person acted wrongly, can we please, punish that person, with a view to, deterring others who also take that, line of action.
So I have to ask, this is a question on my mind. I wish we had Mr. Richard on the show with us, and I'll ask him this question directly. But do you think that this was a situation where he felt compelled to shout louder because nothing was being done when he brought the attention of his bosses to this problem?
Oh, yes. And that's what's been happening. Many of the whistleblowers, victimized whistleblowers we've been dealing with, we decided to go public. They must have done something internally to get the system to understand that this thing happening here is wrong. Can we please do something? So, I mean, they would have had it to their throat before they went public. So, and that's usually what all the whistleblowers we have dealt with. We have dealt with more than 6 whistleblowers now who have been. All of them have gone through some kind of internal, mechanism to ensure that the right thing is done. So, but when they are ignored, that's when whistleblowers go out in the public.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Lagos, we have had a representative from the African Center for Media and Information Literacy. They are an NGO that have taken up Mr. Ogunekoro's case, Gobrin Onyacholem. Thank you for your time this evening, and good luck with this. We're going to keep in touch and find out what progress you're making with this, if any.
Yeah, okay, yes. Thank you so much. I mean, we'll be glad to have you, get back to us from time to time to ask how far we've gone about this. And then you've got to feel for people like that. I mean, Richard, you just mentioned now that his phones are off. You can understand.
Yes.
He's still a civil servant.
Yes.
And if he comes on, to the media and starts talking, what is happening there or what has happened to him, they might hold it against him.
Yeah.
And that's another level of, punishment he will be facing.
I see.
Why did you go? They will ask him. So you don't blame him for not being here.
Yeah.
So they will ask him that, why did you go public?
Right. All right. Thank you so much. Let's take a break, Lagos. When we come back, I would love your thoughts on this story. I am Sandra Ezekwesili.
one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people, have you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yes.
Are you eating? No, it's not your business.
That money, the pass is good, and finally!
You should be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.
Please, this is not all about prayer. It's not like it's not prayer. That is Nigerian mentality. It's about finding happiness in your home. Look, please.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*## to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
If you get business where you dey do, now rent money business loan sure pass. You no go pay any money for the first 4 weeks. And once you clear the balance, your next loan fee reach 99% more money with interest rate way better pass. Just enter internet, type rentmoney.com or call 0700-5500.
Big mommy, add that bokoto we go senior school. Put 2 roundabout. Anoint the package with that slim thick shaki and
Uncle, no vexo. Which teeth you won't use eat all this orishi rishi? That your teeth will be like we have motor jam truck. You know they worry you again.
That one now before. All thanks to the new close-up complete fresh protection.
That's right. The new close-up complete fresh protection toothpaste gives you complete oral protection with fluoride and antibacterial zinc to keep your teeth strong, prevent tooth holes, and fight bacteria.
Please have to go buy my own new close-up complete fresh protection toothpaste.
Close up complete fresh protection for your important oral care needs. Available in a blue gel.
Waiting you sabi about the beautiful game. You there for the life and style. Fantasy leagues, bass bows, ginger and oak ball. Breaking down the stats even to the MVPs. Taking no L's and only for the W's. I beg. Ensure Max Pro get news for you. Football season is back. Live, e-choke. Watch the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A. Anywhere on any screen, Mado. Stream the action from Super Sport live on Showmax Pro. Sign up at showmax.com.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*## to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
Imagine a life with zero worries. Imagine a world where you're relaxed and free. Where all your dreams become
with Faith Financial, you have zero worries when it's time to pay your bills, rent, school fees, and vacation. We'll be here making it easy for you.
Visit our website www.pagefinancials.com or call 01-700-7243.
Page Financials, taking you further.
Guy, what's going on?
You know my dilemma with my phone now.
You call that one phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone. So I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford. Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 Naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine.
As in, eh?
You have been dulling yourself, oh? Find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions apply. Hurry now while stock lasts.
InDriver is the app that lets you negotiate your fare before you ride, and it works really simple. Passengers offer a fare, drivers accept or make their own offer. In other words, great ride prices for everyone. Download the app and take your first InDriver ride today. The InDriver online passenger transportation aggregator is not a taxi service. Find more information at www.indriver.com.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy
any Coca-Cola product with a white cap, check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*#* to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the stadium with all the action. Enjoy every single match from the FIFA World Cup, the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Champions League. That's all the stars from around the world in every competition that matters. Get DStv HD decoder, dish plus 1 month compact subscription now for 12,000 naira only, and be part of sport's biggest stadium only on DStv. T's and C's apply.
To read for my exams, but I feel so sleepy.
Hey, drink amber.
Omo, this work, I tire gone.
Alaye, you no go drink amber.
I'm not sure I can meet that deadline.
You can't, Joe. Drink amber.
This traffic na die, oh.
Guy, not to drink amber.
That's right. With one can of Amber energy drink, you get your daily recommended dose of nutrients, vitamins, amino acids, citric acid, and a blend of guarana, a natural caffeine to give that huge rush of energy to get you through your day. And don't forget that refreshingly premium taste that is sure to blow your mind. Last while I
no they drink Amber. Amber is proudly Niger and available in stores near you. Amber energy drink. Stimulate the energy in you.
Go, 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 grains. We love our Kellogg's Go Grains. Go, 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 grains. Love the goodness of its multi-grains.
Grain sets, go!
With protein and creamy, tasty Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain sets, go!
With vitamins and minerals in Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain sets, go!
So go, 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 go.
The grains, new Kellogg's Go Grains, available in stores near you.
Grain sets, go!
Guy, what's going on?
You know my dilemma with my phone now.
You call that one phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone. So I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford. Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine.
As in, eh?
You have been dulling yourself, oh? Find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions apply. Hurry now while stock last.
Get 70% off.
Say what?
70%?
Everyone loves massive discount because it either helps them save money or get more from their budget. But sadly, every day isn't Christmas. Unless, like me, you've got to have the higher Thermocool Gen Power Inverter Air Conditioner that helps me save 70% on my electricity consumption. I even enjoy multiple ACs when I'm on Gen. That's less bills and more comfort every single day. So, what will you do with your 70% saving?
Get the higher Thermocool Gen Power Inverter Air Conditioner. That's a whopping 70% electricity saver. That's less bills, more comfort. Higher Thermocool, always there for you.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*#* to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
Guy, the election campaign season is here again, and the politicians have started showing up in our communities to seek our votes.
Yes, so, but this time, we must look away from their handouts and demand things that will benefit us and our communities. One of those things is ensuring that these outbreaks that occur in our communities, like cholera and Lassa fever, are properly handled so our families can be better protected.
How can we possibly do that to protect our families?
We must first of all realize that infectious disease outbreaks impact everyone negatively. Government at all levels need to ensure that these diseases are tackled and our communities are protected. COVID-19 has also shown that it is a case of when, not if, infectious diseases will happen, and the government need to be proactive in adequately preparing for these diseases.
That is true, but can we possibly get the government to see how important this is?
Yes, we can. We need to use our voices to speak up to educate our neighbors and family members, and also speak to our government representatives and political aspirants for them to understand that preparing for epidemics need to be made a priority. message is from the Nigeria Health Watch, advocating for better health outcomes in Nigeria.
My customer, I beg give me golden penny 400 grams midi pack. Now spaghetti my children want chop this night.
Madam Sabinus, which one be 400 gram midi pack?
Introducing Golden Penny Pasta, new 400 gram midi pack with same quality. Golden Penny Pasta. Enjoy it your way.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*#* to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How should the civil service protect whistleblowers? I told you last week the story of Richard Ogunekoro, who is a civil servant at the Federal Ministry of Works and Housing. He blew the whistle on people working at the ministry with fake employment letters. The ministry investigated the matter. The ministry confirmed the story to be true, but they're still punishing Mr. Ogunekoro for allegedly violating civil service rules about secrecy and publication of information. We were supposed to have Richard on the show with us. He promised he was going to be here. He first said he was going to be in the studio, and then he said he was going to join over the phone. We called him. It was ringing at first. We connected to him at first, and then he switched off, and the phones have been off since the show started at 5 o'clock. We did get in touch with the African Center for Media and Information Literacy. They are an NGO who have taken up Ms. Ogunekoro's case. We spoke with Godwin Onyacholam earlier on, and here are some of the points that he made on the show. Information literacy. In what ways has the ministry acted wrongly towards Mr. Ogunekoro here?
Well, thank you. First of all, there is a policy called the whistleblowing policy, which the federal government introduced in 2016. That policy invites citizens to join the fight against corruption by making disclosures on, you know, corrupt practices and other forms of, you know, wrongdoing. And so if there is a policy and that policy in a particular section 12 specifically guarantees full protection for anybody who takes advantage and makes a disclosure in the interest of the public. Because what Richard has done is a disclosure of wrongdoing, misconduct in the interest of the public. People were being engaged in the ministry, you know, through fake letters of employment. And this guy works in a particular section where he noticed that, he observed that and made that known to the authorities. You know, it's an act, he deserves commendation for, not punishment. So, and if the Ministry of Works and Housing goes ahead, sets up a committee, you know, and then you find out that, you even find out from your findings, you discovered that what he said was correct. People were wrongly, you know, employed through, you know,
fraud,
normal process. Yes. And then this guy reported that, you still went ahead and recommended that he should be punished. He should face, you know, he breached the official. What is Official Secrets Act in wrongdoing, for goodness sake? Where on earth will anybody listen to you when you begin to quote laws that were made by the colonial powers to punish a civil servant who has acted rightly? So there was no need for setting up any kind of committee. I mean, well, there could be rights to, the ministry has the rights to, you know, carry out its own investigation, but you don't have a right on earth to punish the man who made the disclosure. So in that aspect, they have acted wrongly. Another way they acted wrongly was, even before then, even before setting up the committee, because this guy found out that this is what is going on there, they carried out what we can refer to as punitive posting. You know, first of all, you removed him from, this guy works in the appointment unit where he observed these, you know, malpractices, you know, and then you removed him from there and then pushed him to what they call open registry. Yeah, they just document files of employees, staff, and things like that. And you are still not satisfied with that. You went ahead and, you know, completely removed him from the headquarters where he was and sent him to somewhere in the outskirts, in Gwagwalada, for instance, and pushed him there and said, yeah, go and be the head of administration there. So that is punitive posting. So the only reason you have posted him out of that place was because he discovered that wrongdoing. So, and it's wrong. It's unacceptable. It shouldn't happen under a ministry headed by, you know, with due respect to the minister, a senior advocate. That shouldn't happen at all.
Lagos, let me let you know that we cannot reach Mr. Richard Ogunekoro anymore. His number is now switched off. We're going to keep trying and hopefully he joins us before the show is over. But he didn't join us, but Lagos, I want to hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. It's understandable that he couldn't join us. Like you heard from Godwin, Godwin told us that even before this interview, he was already being intimidated, being harassed by members of staff at the Ministry of Works and Housing. So I can imagine what hearing that an interview will do for his capital at that place of work. Godwin also says that he still works at the ministry. Recommendations include that he could be terminated as a result of this. He hasn't been terminated yet, but we're keeping our eye on that story. Hopefully all of the pressure from the public will get the Minister for Works and Housing, Babatunde Fashola, to look into this particular matter. It will also probably get his colleagues at the Ministry of Works and Housing to back off. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah. Chris.
Chris, you've called us three times in one show. Let other people that are new time callers call now.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
It's Comrade Kobuki. Sister, you are too much, Nigerian info. And that's your guess. You are too much, ma'am.
Thank you,
hello?
Sir. Thank you, sir.
What is secrecy in a dubious employment? I like that man. Let them protect him. Sister, let them protect that man. This is the time that I'm testing our minister, Mr. Fashola. If you don't protect that man, I don't have any choice to sue him to court. I'm telling you to the whole world. If you don't protect that man, I will send him to court. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Comrade Kuboko. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks
this
for
Joy.
Calling. Hi, Joy. Welcome.
Thank you. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
My Joy face. Too much. Sandra.
Sir.
Where is the fight of corruption in this present regime? They brought whistleblowers policy.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the fight of corruption? Where is Mr. Integrity in all this? Now, the one said, this stops at the minister's table. For me, apart from the minister's table, I'm sure the president would have gotten a ring about this too. So he is also supposed to weigh in. I say, no, I am fighting corruption. This man has done a laudable thing. He shouldn't be, you know, punished. I want to handle this. I'm sure he's hearing. There's no way people will say that they're not hearing what is happening around us. So he's hearing. I want them to come out. The people that are supporting this government, let them come out and come and tell me how they are fighting corruption in this place. With Dariye being released, plea bargaining and all that. I'm listening and waiting. Sandra, thank you for the good job you're doing.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Smith.
Hi, Smith. Welcome.
Thank you. You know, in this country, no politician will successfully commit crime without the backup of the civil servants.
Yes.
So corruption in this country, 75% is committed in the civil service. And that is why they have the God to, you know, to query the young man. And it's unbelievable that we have somebody like Fashola at the top of that agency. And they're allowing people to hear this. It's very, very bad. And nothing should happen to that guy.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Lady Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Tochukwu. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Tochukwu.
The thing is, I'm just going to go straight to the point.
Okay.
You know, I schooled in the north.
Okay.
And so this time I was running a program and I was asked to bring guarantor.
Okay.
And I brought this northern civil servant.
Okay.
Who happened to fill in for me.
Okay.
He got to a point where he had to fill in his place of work.
Okay.
And this man said he doesn't know where he works. And he's been a civil servant for more than 20 years.
Wow.
This thing is actually, like, the government are very cognizant to the fact that some of these civil servants are not qualified for this job.
Okay.
So if there should be any form of tackling, it should start from the top.
Okay.
Because they're very aware of all of those things.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Joseph. Call from the Jackie.
Joseph, welcome.
Okay. I don't know what kind of law is that, law or policy is that. That policy, to me, I only see it as something that they used to hide corruption instead of alleviate it. And then for the, it wasn't even enough that they set up a committee to, hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, it was not enough that they even set a committee to try and punish him. They also took it to another place because they knew that, yeah, this guy is going to expose them. So I don't even know, this government. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Let's take a look at messages we've got on social media. My concern is, why are they now using Act of Secrecy to cover up their corrupt practice in that ministry? Do you know the finance ministry actually made a portal for whistleblowing in their ministry? I think the head of the civil service should even take advantage of what Miss Ogene and allow staff to report the practice to her, with her having special authorization to access the reports in Nigeria. All right. I think this ministry staff might be under threat by the powers that be not to grant interviews, possibly the reason why his phones are switched off. Femi from Texas with that message there. Madam Sandra, good evening. Okay, so you send me a message saying that you're anonymous, but you say that, you know, you sent me a private message. How am I supposed to find you? We've got a message here. It's obvious that he declined the interview because of threats that he has been receiving. This is the kind of country we find ourselves in. What a pity. Stanley with that message there. Ichoro, no worry, Solo. I think we're getting messages that are for Wazobia. Fashola is... Ooh, that's a strong allegation. Well, you say that if Fashola is a man of integrity, he should... protect this man. Femi from Lagos with that message there on WhatsApp. Let's come back to the phone lines then. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Sandra. What's your name? Turn your radio off.
My name is Rita.
Welcome, Rita. Turn that radio off.
Yes, Sandra. Sandra, do you know what?
What?
Hello?
Yes,
Sandra,
go ahead.
I don't know where this man, what he actually did now is no wrong.
Okay.
But I don't understand why they're taking it this way. So they don't want anybody to do a whistleblower, and they're asking us to come out when we see anybody. When the top themselves are not doing what is right. Actually, it's also good for him not to take that call, because this man said his life is on threat forever. So he should just stay calm and let's see what the people over there will do at the top. Let them do their job, and Nigerians are watching them.
Okay.
Let's see what they will do.
All right. Thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good morning.
Good
evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Mazude.
Welcome.
Sandra, is like all the foundation of our Nigerian government is based on lies. Why must it be like that? Why did the Nigerian government, all governments all over the world, love somebody who tells lies. They promote lies. Why must it be? And the only truth set life, human being free. Why must this be in this country? Oh my God. Please, there must be a change for all this nonsense.
Thank you very much for calling. But you know, this situation here, even though it's a government ministry, it's not politicians that did this thing. Oh. Because the people that were supervising the distribution of the fake employment letters, no politicians, so they're civil servants. They're people like you. The same way Richard is someone like you. Richard reported to people like you who are his orgas in the ministry. Those people set up a panel when he lauded it online. Those are the same people who recommended that those involved in that, in this racket, be punished, and also punished him, Richard, for bringing it to the attention of the public. The people who are harassing him are people who work in the ministry with him, according to Godwin, who has taken up the case. The people who are intimidating him are people who work in the ministry with him. Those people are not government, per se, even though they are federal civil servants. You understand what I'm saying? So look in the mirror. All the things we say we want, all the action we say we want, look in the mirror. All the change we say we want, look in the mirror. Now, of course, there's oversight, right? So who's the head of the ministry? Who's the perm sec of the ministry? Who's the minister of that ministry? Those ones are direct. Perm sec is still a civil servant, a government worker, but the minister for the ministry is government himself. He's part of the executive, right? But before the ministry, you have the perm sec of that ministry, and then you have all the other officials, then the supervisors, then the people that Richard reports to, or a long line of people who could have stopped this. People like you and me. Why didn't they? That's all the time we have. Thank you for being a part of today's show. Thank you for being a part of I Beg to Differ. Round 2 takes off tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. And then the next one, Wednesday, 4 o'clock. And the next, Thursday, 4 o'clock. Round of 16 ends this week on Thursday. Next week, we'll bring you the quarterfinals. The upper week, we'll bring you semifinals. And then we'll bring you the finals. And we'll have one winner walking away with 1 million naira. I'll be back tomorrow for the big 3 at 3 o'clock. We'll bring you the big hard fact, Road to 2023. There's so much happening in the world of politics. Oh my God. We'll cover it tomorrow at 5 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on all social media platforms. Those were your hard facts. Lagos, have yourselves a pleasant evening.
More talk, news and sports after this. Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the